This is the Greatness Everyday podcast, and in this episode, I'll give you a review of the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. Hi everyone, it's Matt here from the Greatness Everyday podcast, and I want to say thanks for listening to another episode, and I hope that you're having a great week. Just a reminder, the Greatness Everyday podcast, we put our episodes out on Mondays. As of now, we're guaranteeing one episode every week, and that comes out on a Monday. And at the same time, if I have the chance to do a bonus episode, if I have the chance to go ahead and upload once or twice or three times throughout the week, you can expect that as a bonus, and I'd be happy to give that to you whenever I can. In today's episode, like I said in our introduction, we're going to discuss the takeaways that I had from the book Atomic Habits. And this is a book that I've read recently because it was recommended to me by my mentor, and it's written by James Clear, who this is the first book that I've read from him. And I can just tell you honestly right now that I'm going to be diving in to see what else he has. I know that his blog is quite popular, all revolving around kind of habit and human behavior. I'm going to be diving into that stuff very soon as well. So that's what we're going to be discussing today. And as I go through, I think that it's a book that that I would write myself. It's very analytical with my science and math background, yet the information is super practical. And the subtitle here is Tiny Changes That You Can Make Remarkable Results, and an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. And that's what I really like about this book, because it gives you a lot of practical information that you can start applying in your life right away. And at the same time, it's a super easy read. I found myself reading this while traveling. I found myself reading this just before I went to bed, and I got tons of value from it, but at the same time, I would go through the book pretty quickly. So what I'm gonna do to start here is I only wanna share a few takeaways that I had. I don't want to go ahead and share it all because I want you to get the book. I want you to go ahead and read the book yourself. And I'm gonna talk about how you can get that at the end of the episode. But I wanna start by looking at the title, Atomic Habits. And I really like what the author does at the beginning of the book where he breaks it down. It gives a beautiful definition of the word atomic and then habits. So all the chemistry geeks out there are going to love this first one. Atomic, it means an extremely small amount of a thing, the single irreducible unit of a larger system, and the source of immense energy or power. And habit breaks down and is defined as a routine or a practice that's performed regularly, an automatic response to a specific situation. And I really like those definitions there because we're able to really clearly understand what the two things atomic habits mean when they're put together, and really kind of be focused on the smaller things that we can do that make a really big difference. And I like to say has like the biggest possible ROI that we can get. So the reason I'm sharing my takeaways and not giving you a book summary or every single point that I got from the book is mainly because I want to go ahead and I want you to kind of be sparked by this information and then go ahead and read the book on your own. So thanks for being here. Let's go and start with my two takeaways from the book Atomic Habits. Number one was the idea that the 1% gains add up over a long time. So another term for 1% gains, and I've talked about these here before on our podcast and also on our YouTube channel, are marginal gains. You might have heard them called micro gains or micro improvements as well. But basically what that is it is the idea that you can improve by such a small amount, even 1%, get 1% better each and every day. And what's gonna happen is over the long term, you're going to compound that improvement, and it's going to really make a big difference in the end. So let's just say that you didn't. You just stayed the exact same. You kind of went through your life living the habits that you have, and you'd basically have a flat line across. If we were looking at a graph or just your progression, you'd flatline. You wouldn't improve very much. You wouldn't kind of get worse at those habits either, but you'd flatline, and that's not what we want to do. We want to make sure that we're always continuously progressing and moving forward. So if you got 1% better at whatever habit you're talking about each and every day for an entire year, and that those gains compounded, what would actually happen is you would be 38 times better at the end of that year as it compounds at that certain habit. And you can also get 1% worse at those habits, but we're not going to focus on that. We're going to focus on just getting better and improving that 1%. And the big thing about that is if you just look at a single day, like in the short term, that 1% gain, you're probably not going to be able to recognize it. If we're talking about 1% gain in a sport like running, if we're talking about 1% gain in studying for an extra length of time, or 1% gain in a skill that you want to get good at, like sewing, for example, right? If you make those 1% gains, you're probably not going to notice that on the short term. But at the same time, in the long term, that will be something you notice. And I like to give the analogy of my friends. They've got a little guy who's about a year and a half years old right now. And for me, they probably don't notice the things that he does each and every single day in terms of how he kind of progresses. But for me, when I only see him every 2 months, let's say, I really notice the big changes that he's gone through over those times, because I have the snapshot of him that I think he's currently at, and then all of a sudden 2 months later, when he's gone through so much growth and so much progression, he's like a totally different kid to me. So that's a great example of that. And the second takeaway that I had, and this is a really important one to me, is just how important the physical environment and the spaces that we live in and the spaces that we have around us is and are to our ability to develop good habits and our ability to break bad habits. And there's a lot, like there's tons packed into that concept of how the physical environment affects our habits for better or for worse. And I'm sure you could spend maybe even your whole life researching this and studying this and discussing it. But the physical environment that we have is so important for us. So for me, for example, I've talked a little bit about kind of the reading habit that I've developed over the last year and a half, 2 years. And for me, I've created a specific reading space in my living room, which is something that I'm sure a lot of people have had, but I haven't, because this has not been a habit that I've added until very recently. And I really understand the value of it now, because reading allows you to connect with all of the great minds that have existed and done that through books rather than physically meeting them, which is impossible, right? You can meet so many more people just from reading their book and getting their ideas if you read their book rather than you actually wait until you're going to meet them. So the physical environment is super important, and I've made a reading corner in my space. And that basically means, that tells my body, that tells my mind, if I'm going to that space, I'm not going there to get distracted by my phone. I'm not going there to do something else. I'm going there to read. I'm going there for a specific purpose, and that purpose is going to be full of good. Like, that's what I'm doing right there when I'm there, and I know that. So I don't go and I don't get distracted by that. So the physical environment is really important. And basically what happens is your physical environment should be and make it as easy as possible for you to create good habits, and as hard as possible for you to kind of go and maintain bad habits. So the physical environment and the 1% gains are the two takeaways that I took from the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. I really think that you're going to get a lot of value from this book. Like I said before, it was a really easy read. It was something that I would recommend to everybody that's really looking at taking their life to the next level. And you can get a copy of this book. I don't care how you get a copy of the book, as long as you just get one. Whether or not you buy it from a link that I provided underneath our YouTube video, whether you go and borrow it from a friend or somebody that you know has a copy of it, or you go to a library and get it there, I'd really encourage you to get your hands on that book. So I really appreciate you listening to today's podcast episode, or jumping onto our Instagram Live while I've been recording this. If you have any questions, you can let me know, and I'd please ask that you go ahead and you review our podcast on whatever platform you're listening to us on, and you connect with us on YouTube and Instagram if you haven't already done that. So thanks again for listening. It's Matt here reminding you to choose greatness every day, and I'll see you with another episode next Monday.